got a beef jumbo dog.
I love a beef jumbo dog. Who doesn't love a big, beefy jumbo
side
dog?
Side of the day is cucumber salad. Creamy cucumber.
What was this? What was the soup?
Parisian. Cream of Parisian and beef garlic.
What the heck is
cream
that?
Cream of Parisian. It's probably a pea.
It's a cream, cream of a Parisian?
Cream.
Who would want a jumbo dog and some cream of a Parisian?
That sounds good. Yeah, it's probably pea soup.
I haven't had cream of a Parisian ever.
That cream of asparagus. Hello, good morning.
Again.
Yes, hey.
Hi there.
Tell me what cream of Parisian is.
Cream of Parisian is a white-based soup, butter, onion, celery, and then we add carrots, broccoli, and cauliflower, which are diced.
God, that sounds good.
It even for good. Me, I think it's a little early for a cream of a Parisian.
All right, well, so we're doing breakfast.
She got it.
I'm going to have coffee. I'll just take a bath of coffee.
A bath. I feel like
yeah, I need an IV drip.
Oh, okay.
Did you like my Facebook?
I did.
Was that you?
Well, yes, that was me that responded to you. Lori,
oh, nice.
Lori started out being your server first, and then I had come over to give you a coffee, and we talked about the resale shop. So that was me.
Yes.
Yes. Did I say I loved this place? I don't remember what I said.
Yeah,
I think
I
you did
say.
And she's like, "I'm the one that helped serve you," and I'm like, "Oh,
cool! Well,
is that
cool.
on Facebook?"
Tell me your name again.
Cheryl.
Okay. Bonnie.
I'm Tim. But she's not happy unless she knows your name, how many children you have, where you come from, what you're gonna do tomorrow.
Two children. I'll give you both if you wish.
Okay.
They live at home. I'm looking to. They need to go.
We all do. They, you know, they do grow up.
She's good at doing the giving the kaboot.
We have that talk
yes.
on Sunday.
Yes.
Son, it's time you go.
How old was he?
27.
Yeah. Ooh, he should have been done. I was gone before
wait.
I was 18.
I could not wait.
Before I graduated. Yeah.
It gets better. He has a spouse that lives with me. I love her, though. She's my only hope for getting him on the straight
and narrow. It'll happen.
They have grand dogs.
I have
grand dogs.
There you go.
I have nothing to say to any of that. I just want to. What is the big beefy dog, too? What is that?
The beef hot dog, yeah. That's just a big jumbo beef hot dog.
On a bun.
Are you looking for lunch right now?
No.
Oh,
she was just reading your menu.
I was just reading the menu, yeah.
I see. Let me bring some
coffee
back.
It's so funny because it's like I go, yeah, it's too early for cream of a
Parisian.
And she goes, I've been said it like 8 times. You still didn't get it.
I need coffee, man. I'm telling you. I saw that. I'm like, oh my God, he is up. That means my ass is up. I don't think I woke up till halfway through the meeting.
I know, me too. And then when he started on to the left, and then.
I'm glad he started with John.
Well, I know, but still. And then Louis, I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to fall into a coma. And then it was so funny because the whole time I was having a resentment because old Lonnie or Louie or whatever his name is turned the light on. And I'm like, we wanted him off. I'm like, I am too lazy to get up and turn the lights on.
I know, it's like we had a group conscience lights on.
No, but
on
you know what's funny? Because it's like, I know I looked and I saw, I'm like, well, I didn't get a gratitude list from her today.
Yes, you did.
I know. No, didn't I send mine first?
Yes.
I sent mine first, so.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
Do you have pumpernickel?
No.
Rye?
No.
Whole grain?
What we have whole grain wise is like a honey sunflower, which is.
Oh, all right.
If you go with the 2 eggs, potatoes, and toast, that usually comes with sourdough, which we make here. The other breads we bake, we don't make them from the very start. And then there's a cranberry walnut and a 3 cheese, and those are considered the premium breads. So if you would go with your 2 eggs, potatoes, toast special, and you wanted one of the others, there would have to be like $1.
You know what you want, too?
I want 2 eggs, potato, toast, and do you have bacon? Do you?
Oh, we have great bacon.
Well, I was worried. I was worried. I didn't know if we hurt animals here or not.
We love to hurt them. Yeah. Wow. We love all those pigs.
Okay, yes. I love me some bacon, so give me some. I want all that eggs over medium.
Okay.
And you said sourdough? Mm-hmm. I love sourdough.
I do too. It's Indiana Kitchen bacon, which I'm, you know, usually bacon, okay, but this is really good bacon.
Indiana Kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, sounds probably like something I'm going to try.
Two eggs. You know, I don't want any potatoes, just two eggs, and then bacon, and whatever that multigrain.
Unless
whatever.
You can switch potatoes for a fruit or something.
We don't have any fresh fruit. We have.
We can slaughter pigs, but we can't pick some
that's
grapes.
Right.
So.
We did try it, and then nobody.
Nobody, yeah, ended up throwing it away.
So, yeah, it was kind of an expensive venture, and until breakfast gets really booming.
Yeah, I'll blame you.
Have to wait to trot out the fresh fruit again, but it's a great idea, and I'm with you. I like fruit as a side instead of potatoes sometimes.
Yeah.
But
you know, I'm going to change it to cranberry walnut bread. You said,
sure.
Can I have that double toasted?
Absolutely. Please. How did you want
over
your
medium?
I don't remember saying nothing about cranberry walnut. I heard sunflower or something.
Yeah, cranberry walnut, honey, sunflower, and then we have a three cheese bread. It's like a Asiago cheese.
I'm a sourdough, so I'm going to stick with that.
Sourdough is very good.
Did I say bacon?
You did.
I did bacon.
Okay.
And I'll take a glass of water whenever you come back, sir.
Would you like one as well?
Do we have lemons, or is that an expensive venture, too?
Yeah, no lemon for me.
No lemon.
I'll have
too.
Some water.
Nice.
I'm not just
have
to start carrying lemons with me. This is going
to
save me time in McDonald's from having to go in the back to get it.
You know, for a while there was a lemon scare where the listeria or some kind of bacteria. They are. And then everybody stopped with the lemon because of that.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember something about like that.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you. No, but they can slaughter a pig and get some cream of a Persian.
And some bacon from India.
The kitchen. Come to me, coffee. I need you, coffee. Hold on. What's the difference between Tabasco and hot sauce?
Well, Tabasco is made on Avery Island in Louisiana with just the fermentation of the peppers.
Is there any in there?
Yep, there is. I was just shaking it up.
Oh,
make sure
okay.
It was
shake it, baby, shake it.
Shake it up. You know, it's just like you. I can't ask you what's the difference between Tabasco and hot sauce, but you got to know where it's made, how it's made. How do you learn that stuff?
Because I went there.
How do you even remember that stuff?
Well, I went there.
You don't even know Casablanca,
no, I know.
Darth Vader, or Captain America. But what did you say about the hot sauce?
That it's made on Avery Island in Louisiana, and the peppers are fermented for a certain amount of time in oak barrels. And I just like the way it tastes. And they put salt on top, and the salt keeps the fermentation going.
So is this all Tabasco sauce, or is this...
Just Tabasco. 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 Or Alexis
that's what it's
used
called.
To call it tobacco.
But that's what it's called. I mean...
But,
there's tons of different Tabasco. There's not that...
Oh, there's only one family that makes Tabasco, and that's the McElhenneys.
Now, and you know that. How?
Because it interests me, and I'm a cook. I'm the chef. Yeah, I'm the cook at my house.
Okay, now what's the difference between a cook and a chef? How about
what
that?
What the hell? A cook is usually the woman at the house, and the chef is the man at the restaurant.
The chef gets paid.
A hell of a lot more.
There you go. There you go. But why is that? Why is that women all have the role at home to cook? Mm-hmm. I will never understand how that started and who made that start. Because you were telling that story about that guy at the dinner table. Had control of the table and no one could speak unless he said.
Shit.
What kind of terrible existence is that?
Yeah, that's why they ended up eating separate. They would, Bug would eat downstairs with his knife and fork and spoon stuck in the cushions of the couch by himself watching TV because, it got to be too much upstairs and his mother said, enough. I'm not working my ass off all day and coming home and listening to, you rant and rave.
He had a knife and fork stuck in the couch?
In the cushion. Well, he would put his knife and his fork in his spoon so he'd stay upright.
Oh, well, I had pictured a different image where he stuck it in the couch out of anger.
No.
How old was he?
Oh, I think probably, 10, 11, 12.
So So what happened after she decided she wasn't going to cook no more?
Oh, she cooked. Everybody just came up and got their plates and went to their respective corners and ate.
Wow.
Oh, they used to have knockdown dragouts, Bug would tell me. His sister would start with the feminism thing, and the dad, Gene would go nuts, and the war was on.
But is that like a lost art, people getting together and having dinner with each other and being social? What do you think that's so hard?
Because you have to talk about yourself, and you have to be interested, and you have to maybe have something to contribute, and it's not just looking at your phone and talking about the newest music fad. Give it to me in 5 seconds, or I'm going to explode if I don't have the information. That's why I'm doing what I'm doing tonight, Tim. I need that. I need people to come and sit around and say, hello, and how are you, and how was your day, and, how's your week, and what are your plans, and do you have any goals, and, where's the last place you went on vacation? Thank you.
What are you doing?
Good.
Oh, what are you doing? Thank you.
I'm loading some butter on my toast.
Are you still working?
No, I'm good. I'm up there.
What am I doing?
Because, it looked like you were talking about your phone and doing something, but your phone was on the table. I'm like, what are you doing in your crotch? And now I look at you opening your butter. I'm like, trying to get some cream of body instead of cream of a Persian. What do they call that? Flicking to me? Does Bonnie flick to me?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, good Jesus.
Oh, my Casablanca.
You don't know what flicking the bean means.
No, I don't.
I think that might be an entirely different show.
I think so. You gotta remember, I was married to Bug for how many years? One more fair, honey.
You have two kids that are how old?
20 and 22.
Okay.
Did it twice at least, so.
At least once.
At least twice.
And he never flicked the bean one time?
I don't think so. I don't know what you got. You're gonna have to. Is this. I don't know if I want this recorded or not. Is that on YouTube? Can I get it? Maybe I have to go to another site.
I'm sure somewhere there's a video on flicking the bean. Great, now we got a show title. Oh, Bonnie flicks her bean.
I was going to say, don't get me wrong. Sex is great, but, Tim, I guess, that part of my life was pretty much non-existent. That's probably why I did what I did. you know.
But that's another thing. That's another thing. It's like, you always hear how women, how the men lead the women. Mm-hmm. You know, and because they found a younger, prettier, sportier model, you know, like a starter wife. And I think that's such a terrible phrase, starter wife.
Starter wife? I guess I hadn't heard that.
But let me tell you what. If nobody flicked my bean for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
I would have been long gone a long time ago. Because so you had two kids mm-hmm. that are 21?
22. 20 and 22.
And you've been divorced for how long?
5 years in October.
So that's 5 years. Mm-hmm. So they were 17 and 14, mm-hmm. 16, something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when you got divorced, how long had it been since you had sex with him?
Oh, a long time. Long time.
So, after, you went over 10 years without sex with mm-hmm. that man. Is this correct?
Mm-hmm.
So at what point were you just glad you weren't having sex with him?
Oh, hell yeah. It was too much work. That was a job.
Well, that might be another show, but how is it too much work? Don't you just lie there?
Mm-hmm. With him? No.
Okay, I don't want images of my little Bonnie, but then...
You know what? To me, there's got to be something there besides just the physical act. Come on. How about some romance? How about some fun? How about something?
That's why it's so easy to be gay. Gays don't need all that.
I know. You don't need to meet the mother. And I get it.
I can't imagine being a straight guy. No wonder straight guys have sex with guys. Because now they got this thing called bro jobs, where the straight guys give each other blow jobs.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Yeah, because you know what? You gotta meet a girl, and you gotta take her out to dinner, and buy her flowers.
No, I'm not
talk her up.
I'm not saying that so
meet
much.
Meet the parents.
I don't. No, not so much.
No. Imagine when you were younger. It was called courting.
Oh, we didn't
whatever.
Even do that.
But back in
back in the day, I wasn't a normie there either.
Oh, I can't even imagine. But think of the poor. I mean, teenage guys are full of raging hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And if they had to go, imagine that. Sometimes, I was going to go down not a good road, but.
And then take a left.
Yeah. But the thing is that think of it, you know, all these kids, you know, thinking that's the payoff. They're going to, you know, back then it's like you had to go to first base, second base, third base, and God forbid, then all of a sudden she's like, nah, we're moving too fast. And then it's like all of a sudden he rages and,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes bad things happen because of that.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has conversations with kids about that kind
of
stuff.
No, they don't. Mm-hmm.
And now for a long time it was like, girls used to think that, you know, just by giving a guy a blowjob, you know, it'd keep him pregnant, or keep the virginity and they won't be pregnant.
Right. Where'd that come from? Yeah. Like I say, growing up a Roman Catholic was not an easy task for this woman. And doing what I did. A lot of shit there, Tim.
Well, look at you now.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I wouldn't mind somebody just saying, hey, come here, let me fuck you.
Bonnie Jean.
But, you know.
You can say that, but you don't know what fucking my bean is?
No, I don't.
See, now what are you doing picking up your phone?
I'm gonna show you something.
Oh, don't show me a picture of your bean.
No. I was watching Vicious the other day and Penelope was talking. This is the thing that Chris sent me. I can't even say that I'm overworked anymore.
But I get the too much work stuff. Because, you know, your thing that things said overworked and under bleeped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just, you know, I just look at people, and sometimes I don't even think about relationship. You know, I think, you know, it's easy to think of the dating. It's easy to think.
We do have soup ready in case you still decide you would like them.
Oh, okay, thanks.
She would like a cup. She wants to try it.
Yep.
So, now it's just like, would I want to have sex with them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like a gay man. I mean, I know people will do it just because they have penises and they're breathing, you know? But now I'm just like, it might be easy to do that once, but if I'm going to sign up for the ride, for the long haul, I'm going to have to want to like, do I want to do it again? It is a lot of work.
There is a lot of work. You know, the payoff with Bug was there was no payoff, Tim. He, you know what? Because he'd still be sitting his ass in the chair when I came home from work, and nothing would be done. Nothing would be different. The house wouldn't be any better. There's nothing to contribute. What'd you watch today? Well, I watched 8 movies, and I did nothing, and I drank 3 pots of coffee, and had a couple of liters of Pepsi, and, you know?
That is really good.
It's my old life that I chose, though, Tim. I stayed, you know?
Yeah, that's funny when people talk about being on the pink cloud and being on cloud 9 and stuff.
I'll take this any day,
It doesn't matter whether it's sobriety. It doesn't matter whether... It's, you know, I mean, just think of the different types of manias and, you know, things that people put themselves through.
Now, where am I going to put everything?
You can take the jelly and the butter.
Oh,
yep, and you can just set that here, and I will put my toast and bacon on that. Oh, that looks good.
There you go.
That looks like that soup that that French chef makes. I can't think of her name.
And I just took those muffins out.
Thank you, darling.
You're welcome. More coffee for you folks?
I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
It's like, why would you want to go back to that? You know, from a person that lost a lot of weight to go, you know, to, you know, the good moods and good feelings that you get for, you know, look at you. You lost 100 pounds, you know. Look how long it took you, it really kind of, how long did it take you to stop wearing shawls and old lady jackets?
Probably 6 months, 8 months.
Well, okay, how long of me telling you to take it off? And now you haven't even snuck one.
I snuck one in on Sunday.
Oh, that ugly top. God, what was that? I hope you throw that away.
I will.
Now, I'm serious.
I know.
That is one ugly, I don't even know what it is.
Like a piece of macrame.
A macrame polo coat, jacket. Ugly, oh, good Lord. It was not glamorous. It had nothing to you.
No, it did.
You know, whatever you were trying to hide didn't matter because everyone kept looking at it like, what the fuck is that? But yesterday was a gorgeous day.
Oh, my God, it was beautiful, Tim. That whole ride in, oh, my.
Well, you know, and it's funny because the 24 hours before, you're manic and Jones in on the, oh, it's too much of stress. I got to be there by 3, blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, I got there early, didn't we?
And met with group of friends twice.
Yes, yes. That was
you know, and then it was a beautiful day in Chicago and both.
Did you want to taste that? Yes.
No, I don't want that. No. No, I'm good. It tastes good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Well... I don't know what I was talking about.
Batteries not included.
Well, my friend David Vegas owns Batteries Not Included. And it was tamer than it ever been. It started to be, but then, like I said, you know, the gays don't buy that stuff, you know. They'll go to the hardcore stores and get the... You know, where you're like training wheels with leather and whips and stuff. They want the hardcore stuff.
Don't they go online and get that? I mean...
Yeah, and I'm sure the markup is just so crazy, you know. But it's like when the straighties come to, you know, your bars, people can bitch about them being there, but...
Paying the bills.
Yeah, I mean, when I go to a gay bar now, it's so boring. You know, everyone's just standing around. You know, you can even at the gym. It's more so at the club. You know, everyone's just standing there on their cell phone. You know, it's like when I went to Gay Pride and there's millions of gays. You know, they're all using their Grindr apps and all these apps to like find who's like 2 feet away or whatever. You can literally reach out and touch a gay. But they're going to need an app to find someone. And one time, and it was kind of creepy because I was in New Orleans for Decadence, which is the gay Mardi Gras. And this is when Grindr was first coming around. This one guy, this really cute guy, was trying to hit me up. I mean, he was relentless all day. Wanted him some Timmy. And, you know, I was with a friend. So I was like, well, I'll let you know where I am. And, you know, I was at once at Mardi Gras or Decadence. And girl, I had sex for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I'd be like, okay, guys, I'll be right back. I'd go outside, come back, hey, where was I? Where's my drink? And go on with the diet. You know, that's kind of how the gays are. That's kind of how New Orleans was. But
no wonder you liked it.
Yeah, I know, right? some cream, some Persian, and some Mexican, and some Asian, and some German. Oh, the Germans are always good. But I'm sitting there, there's this place, I think it's called the Clover Grill. I think that is, they make these hamburgers and they put hubcaps over them to keep them moist. And oh my God, it's so good. And of course, it's really good when you're drunk or hungover and you just want that grease, you know? And I look over and there was that guy eating right next to me. And I don't know if he didn't know, he got pissed and threw his napkin and walked out. And I realized, oh my God, that was that guy. That's how scary and creepy these apps are. Mm. You know? So it's like when I looked at your daughter's apartment yesterday, and she's on the ground floor, and it's, you know, back in the day, that could have been a gay boy. Like, put a little red light above the door and serving number two, number three. I was just like, poor Lexus. I didn't want to give her any bad.
I was going to say.
I didn't want to give her any bad.
So I said,
bad.
Glad there's bars on the window, sissy.
She's going to have so much fun.
She is. And you know, what do I do, Tim? I turn her over to God and I go light a candle in front of Mother Mary once a week and say, you know what, take care of my children and take care of me.
How do those candles work for you?
Symbolism.
Oh, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to cry on me?
No.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. There's
nothing wrong if you do.
I know.
How's your soup?
Delicious.
How's your cream of a Persian?
Yeah, it was good. You know, it reminds me of this one chef. I love her, and I can't think of her name, but I do have her on my favorites on my computer, and I love the way she cooks. I don't know. She's Canadian, and she spent time over in France, and there was some soup that this lady told her how to make, and I have that, and she says, yes, you can eat this for a week, and you'll lose weight, or whatever, and it's very filling, and, you know, there's not a lot in it, and I thought, just the way she made it, and I thought, you know what, that's going to be on the repertoire for this fall. I thought we're always going to have a pot of soup, maybe two. You can use your big blue bowl you brought over. Stick it in the microwave.
Mike, can I tell you something?
Mm.
I really kind of dig you. I can actually say I love you.
I love you too, Tim. I do.
I don't think I could have found or God replaced a better person to ride with me in this happy road to destiny.
Destiny.
Happy destiny.
Yeah,
what
trudging,
is that for?
Trudging.
It went from trudging. Yesterday was schlepping.
It was.
How's the soup?
It's delicious. We'll just take the tip whenever you're ready. And you know, the thing is, Tim, I could have scheduled it to go to Chicago alone, and I would have been fine, you know, if you couldn't have gone. Or you didn't want to. You know, we're before.
Okay, let me add this to the.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to.
Didn't you? Well, you went anyway. And I appreciate it. You know, but I would have gone anyway by myself. I mean, I would have. In the past, it would have been, oh, fuck, I don't really want to go. But you know what? Where I'm at today, I would have had my music, my stories to listen to, and gone over there, and, you know, enjoy seeing my baby girl.
It was a nice time.
It was wonderful.
With my friend.
Yep. Well, I got to see a part of Chicago that I've never seen. I wouldn't go do that on my own, Tim.
Not the gay boys. No. Boys Town.